Let's talk to Aidan O'Brien, who has 5 still in the Derby, 6 still in the Oaks, and brings last year's Coronation Cup winner, St Nicholas Abbey, back again, we assume. Aidan, good morning.
Good morning, Claire.
I've been looking at the history books, and we need to confirm this, but we think that the last father-son combination to win the Derby was in 1846, John and Sam Day. It might have been done in 1854 as well. We need to confirm whether they were father-son another set of days, but it certainly hasn't been done for a long, long time, and you and Joseph will attempt this. Can we assume that Joseph will definitely ride Camelot?
Yeah, that's the plan, Claire, at the moment, absolutely.
Good. And it was his 19th birthday yesterday. How did you celebrate?
I know, we're busy here now, so quite day at home, Claire.
So you did say happy birthday to him, though,
absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. But you didn't give him a present?
No, I don't give him presents, absolutely. Normal birthday is clear, yeah.
I think Derby ride on Camelot is a pretty good present, actually. How is he since winning the 2,000 guineas?
Yeah, he's good, Claire. Everything is fine. Obviously, we just went gently and everything has went well so far. So I know we're happy with him.
And how would you rate him in terms of those that you've trained?
I suppose, Claire, he was always a very special horse here, you know, so from day one, obviously when he went to his maiden, he was a very sharp price favourite, and then he was very fancied in the racing post, and then obviously the guineas was his first kind of big test, so he was always a very exciting horse, Claire, from obviously day one, but I think from the time he was with John and Caroline Warren, the world was thought of him, and then when the lads saw him at the sales, and all the way along, he was just one of those very special horses.
And generally, pretty easy, is he? Is he easy at home?
Thanks, Andrew. He's very good, very very relaxed, Claire. He's very straightforward, but has a lot of nervous energy, but very calm, as we saw in the guineas, you know. But has an awful lot of nervous energy.
So he's definitely on track. He's fully confirmed. The others that you have still in, Astrology, Imperial Monarch, who's been getting a lot of mentions here, a lot of people like his chances, Father of Science and Tower Rock. Of those, which are definite maybes and which are possible definites and definite possibles?
Yeah, sorry. Thanks, Jamie. I suppose, sir, listen, Claire, it's like always that they're all on the Derby work regime. And they're all working towards it. Everything has went well with them all so far. So they're all kind of legitimate, eligible horses in their own right. Like obviously Astrology, Imperial Monarch, Father of Science, Tower Rock, and like even Tower Rock was the one that wouldn't have won last time, but had a very solid run in the Derrinstown. So listen, they're all at the moment all definitely looking ahead, and what will happen is then into next week go through all their tests and all the different things, and then obviously the boys will decide what they'll do.
So when are we looking at a decision on jockeys for the others?
I think, Claire, obviously, like we always do, we have our normal team of jockeys, and I suppose when it's decided how many are going to run.
Do you want to just talk about a couple of them for us? You pick out of those 6 which 2 you would like to talk about.
Yeah, I suppose Claire maybe would be the first one. We were very happy with her run in the guineas. Obviously, it was her first run of the year, and the ground was a bit on the slow side, but we were very happy with her run. Obviously, she's by Galileo, but from a very fast pedigree, so obviously the mile and a half is something we won't know until we do it, but we're very happy with her, and she's been working away nicely since. And I suppose then the other one would be Kissed. She was we were very happy with her first run in Navan. She was nice and forward and won very nicely, and then better ran a good race in Chester. Joseph felt if he was to ride her again, he might delay her challenge a bit. She just got there and just got a bit lonely. So and then I suppose Was first run back, not sure whether she'll be ready in time. And then Twirl had a nice run in York, probably want, will like to step up to a mile and a half if we decide to do that. So, but they're all well at the moment, Claire.
Good stuff. Would it be your inclination not to run so many in the Oaks? I'm just thinking, I mean, you've been multi-handed in the Derby many times and you have occasionally had a strong hand in the Oaks, but with fillies, would you want to bring six here knowing that five can't win? Because if you win it with one, then obviously the other five can't win. I mean, would you try and only bring three?
No, that's a good point and a good way of putting it, Claire. I never thought of it that way before, but obviously, listen, they're all bred and reared and everything done for this kind of a race, but like it is a good point and there is other targets, but like obviously the Oaks is an incredibly important race for the pedigree of any family.
Just a word on the Coronation Cup. We announced today that the Queen will definitely be making the presentation for that, and it's renamed in honour of her Diamond Jubilee. It's a race in which you've had great success. Yates, Scorpion, Soldier of Fortune, Fame and Glory, and St Nicholas Abbey have all won it for you. Brilliant, brilliant record since 2005. St Nicholas Abbey coming back here again, and he won it last year with Ryan Moore riding him, beating Midday. Joseph has struck up a wonderful partnership with him, and one assumes that Joseph will ride him, will he?
But hopefully, Claire, that's the plan. If obviously we've another 10 or 6 or 7 days to go, he's really progressed. We think St Nicholas Abbey, and if everything is well between then, that would be the plan.
And is he your only runner in that?
Yeah. We have others. I think. So you think it'll probably go to the Curragh on Sunday, and then listen, we might have something else, but obviously you definitely be our main one.
In terms of just going back to Camelot and the Derby, Aidan, what in terms of how you felt before coming into the Derby with good horses, how you felt in the years that you won it, you know, on a sort of rating of 1 to 10, where are you on that scale at the moment with Camelot?
A rating for what, Claire?
In terms of you thinking that you thinking that one of your runners, and obviously him being the headline horse, but one of your runners might win it this year, where how good a chance would you give yourself?
Listen, Claire, we're under no illusions about the Derby. I think it's 7 or 8 or more years since we were lucky enough to win it. Like, we were lucky that High Chaparral and obviously Galileo, but like two very special horses, and like we haven't won it since, and like we've had lucky to have a lot of horses to run well, but it's a very difficult it's the complete test of a horse, you know, and there can't be any chink in the armour, and everything has to go right on the day. So like we're not under any illusions about it. Like obviously we're lucky to have some horses that have won their trials and ran well in their trials, but I wouldn't for 1 minute take anything for granted, and like we'll be delighted if we get there with them and have chances, you know. But it's too difficult a race to think anything different, Claire, you know.